Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio, for the third and final hour. You want to join us on this hour at Real Side Radio with Joe Messina, who will be joining us again tomorrow night, coming back in the chair to take back his show from Interloper, like myself, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It is always a pleasure being with you, and you can follow everything that Joe is doing and listening to his episodes going back into the archives or listening live at therealside.com. TheRealSide.com. And you can also join the conversation tonight. Is there anything that you want to discuss? Biden, the Trump situation. Can Trump get a fair trial? I mean, I want to talk about this hour. This is important, and we'll get back to it. Give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And we will certainly take your calls. But my question is, you know, the question about Trump and this this indictment, which is really serious, and I want to refer to some very interesting thoughts that Jonathan Turley has, and we'll get to that later this hour here. But the question is, can Trump get a fair trial when the prosecutor? Okay, Special Counsel Jack Smith's and Prosecutor Karen Gilbert. Karen Gilbert is one of the lead prosecutors under Jack Smith. And this person, this woman, I assume it's a woman, Karen, has an extended history of donating to Democrats. Now, granted, she's not the judge, she's the prosecutor. And she certainly is not in any way supposed to be unbiased about it, but she does need to be able to take a look at facts. And it raises questions about whether this prosecution is about politics or the rule of law. That is the number one question that people have right now. How political is this? And I think a vast majority of America sees the politics in this. Otherwise, why didn't Hillary Clinton also get indicted? But if she gets the conviction, you know, she's looking to get here, basically that will serve the Democrats that she hands her money to very, very well. I mean, this is a dream, a fever dream for activist Democrats right now. They are giddy. I mean, I don't watch any of the mainstream news, but I can only assume what MSNBC looks like in the last couple of nights. This is everything that they hoped and dreamed for. Representative Matt Gaetz is also asking about those many, many Gilbert donations to President Obama, to Joe Biden, to the Democrat National Committee. And according to Breitbart News, Karen Gilbert, one of the lead prosecutors in Special Counsel Jack Smith's attempt to convict former President Donald Trump of mishandling White House documents, is also a past campaign donor to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and the DNC, according to the Federal Elections Commission. Gilbert's past political donations were flagged Tuesday by Representative Matt Gaetz, who demanded answers in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, as well as a full roster of the staff working for the special counsel. The issue was also highlighted by Trump supporters on social media as the former president was arraigned in Miami. Now, listen, the amounts weren't huge. $250 here, $1,000 there. For campaign standards, that's not huge. But they were ongoing. They were steady. They were extended. And by the way, what that does is when you see a continual number of transactions like this, donations like this, you have to understand that this is a very, very committed partisan Democrat. Fox News reported on this passage about what Gaetz wanted to know. The congressman claimed in his letter that Smith's past work is both highly irregular and extraordinary public concern, specifically how his office is structured and is giving Garland until July the 7th to cough up all the staff rosters, phone lists, and similar records within the custody or control of the Department of Justice, depicting all employees hired by or detailed to the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith. The question here, and he's asking the right one, how do these characters, including this Karen, get picked for this job? Were they comparable GOP donors on the roster? Were comparable GOP donors excluded? And why couldn't they find neutral and presumably fair prosecutors with no political dog in this fight? Instead, given that they claim that they have a strong case, these are relevant questions, because this prosecution doesn't appear to be about enforcing law, given its timing, just as the 2024 election heats up, and given that Trump obviously is leading in the polls. So we've got a selective application of the law, and it sticks out as politically motivated. And I'm just going to say this, you know, from the standpoint of what we're looking at right now, even if they do get the conviction they're looking for, they're not going to get the credibility they expect. The conflicted prosecutor in this case, no one is going to believe that there was a fair prosecution. And the sleazy, dirty tactics that we've seen coming out of the left by the Biden administration and everybody associated with the left, from Congress and the Senate to our judicial system and our DOJ and the FBI, tells us more about the quality of this prosecution and the kind of dirty, sleazy tactics that are going to come from all of us. We'll be back here after the break. You want to talk about all of this and a lot more, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be back after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Happy, happy Wednesday. Happy Flag Day to all of you out there, you good patriots, you. And hope you're having a wonderful evening. How you feeling? I mean, I'm just doing a gut check right now. How are you doing? If you are following the news, how could you be doing well? If you've turned off the news, and you're probably not listening to this show then, because it's all about the news, you might be a little bit happier. But we are really starting to, you know, for those of us that are paying attention, and no matter how much we say we don't want to pay attention, we just need to, we care, we believe in this country, we believe in the United States, this grand experiment that we live in, and we are hurting. I mean, we genuinely are feeling I think there's a tremendous amount of anger. It's palpable anger that people are feeling right now, because the decisions that are being made at the highest levels in the corridors of power are questioning the values that we have as America. We value our Constitution. We value our form of government that allows for checks and balances. You know, going back to the Federalist Papers and our founders, and the ideas that we should stand up and fight for what we believe. And today, if you in any way insinuate that you are looking for that fight to try to regain the values that this country stood for, that Patrick Henry once stood for, and you now be faced with being canceled, you're now being faced with losing your job, you're now being faced with ostracized, you're now being faced with kicked off of your social media of choice, you are now being deluged with a mono message from those that are creating the rules, and if you have the audacity, like a Elon Musk does, thank goodness for Elon, at least on Twitter, to allow people like Tucker to get up and stand up and say something, you know, that he believes without being canceled, at least on that platform, then you will face the wrath of this tsunami that is crashing on America's shores. It's almost surreal that this has all happened so quickly. It didn't just happen in 2 years. It's been happening over 40 years. But the last 2 years, the last 3 years, it has extrapolated in a way. It's like a hockey stick trajectory. This power, this, you know, they are so angry that Donald Trump stood up for 4 years and called out the people who are the enemies of the state to their faces. The media, the deep state, the globalists, the neocons. And they will not accept that from anyone, because they are the ones that are in power. They are the ones that rule you and I in their minds. I mean, they want you to believe exactly the way they believe. And they will force you to do so. They will force you to do so. It's untenable at this rate how we as a country can survive without turning around. Without turning the ship. How do we do that? I don't know. You know, what Dave Carter was talking about from the standpoint of going back to the locals, to going back to your local city council, your teachers' boards, and so on, is maybe the only way that I know how. You can run in states that, like California or whatever, as a Republican, and good luck. Good luck. Now, we've got Steve Garvey, Dodger legend, San Diego Padres legend, former Hall of Fame, who looks as if he's going to be throwing his hat into the ring to run against Adam Schiff, the pathological liar, in the state of California as a Republican. And it's the first time I've been relatively excited about hearing about a politician throwing their hat in the ring, because I believe, much like Arnold Schwarzenegger won, and yes, say what you will about Schwarzenegger's governing power as a Republican, he threw his hat in the ring and everybody looked at this man that they knew, that they liked, And they, he looked good. He looked the part. Central casting for a politician. You know, jacket, open collar, slick back hair. And he got people who weren't involved in politics at all, who didn't understand politics, who didn't follow politics, who could probably not even tell you who the president was at that time. And they said, oh, the Terminator's running, the governor, got to vote for him. What do you think's going to happen with Steve Garvey? Steve Garvey, I've got a piece of memorabilia on my wall. I've got a lot of sports memorabilia and political memorabilia on my walls. The sports memorabilia I have from the Dodgers is the record-keeping infill from 1977 to 1981. Ron Say, Davey Lopes. This man is absolutely a legend. And he also went to finished his career in San Diego. What kind of goodwill does that carry when we are in a state like California where people are scratching their heads saying, what the heck ever happened to common sense? This can't continue. This absolute insanity can't continue. The California Senate and the State Assembly redefining gender, locking up people for abusing their kids if they don't validate this gender insanity that we're now dealing with. If a seven-year-old says he wants to be a she, if you say, yeah, no, you're a boy, this will pass, you could be charged with child abuse. People are sick and tired of this. And they want us to go back to normal. Whatever your definition of normal is, it isn't this, is it? Come on. For those of you on the left that are listening to this, are you happy with this? Are you happy with the inflation? Are you happy with the open borders? Are you happy with geopolitics? Are you happy with this gender ideology and getting our children so messed up over this? It's insane. I think Steve Garvey could be great. We'll be back after the break. Talk more about all of this at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Wall Street closed Wednesday with stocks mixed. This comes after the Federal Reserve announced it would be pausing its rate hiking campaign for the time being. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 232 points. The Nasdaq rose by 53. The Virginia teacher shot by her 6-year-old student in January is out of a job.
An attorney for Abigail Zwerner claims she was fired and doesn't understand why. But a Newport News school district official says the 25-year-old informed them in March she wanted to resign and her contract ended Monday. Zwerner managed to evacuate her class before getting help for injuries. She since filed a $40 million lawsuit that accuses administrators of ignoring warnings hours earlier that the boy was armed. His mother faces state charges for not locking up her gun. She also pleaded guilty this week to federal charges. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was
on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Sorry, folks. This isn't Joe. Joe is out saving the world right now. This is Whiskey Dave sitting in the chair for Joe, and it is always a pleasure, as I do from time to time, sitting here for Joe and discussing the times that we are living in. Sometimes I go a little bit crazy out there with everything that we are coping with right now. And then sometimes I, just to get a little bit of sanity back into my life, I read good people. And there is a terrific article out by Jonathan Turley. You know Jonathan Turley. He is all over the media. He's interviewed by a lot of folks over in conservative media as well. Even though he is not a conservative, he's a constitutional lawyer. And he's also a professor of law over at George Washington University, Shapiro Professor of Public Interest Law. Jonathan Turley has a terrific article out today. You can find it at jonathanturley.org. And it's called The Trump Prosecution by the Numbers, 90, 70, 12, and 1. And I'll just go through this. It's a relatively rather long but very, very interesting article. Actually, it's not that long. But it's a very interesting article. Too long for me to read on radio, though. Let me just kind of give you the brushstrokes over this. 90. The number 90. All right? He says there's a few key numbers that could ultimately determine whether this case is history in the making or much ado about nothing. Those numbers are 90, 70, 12, and 1. 90. Prosecutors are on the clock. Now that the Justice Department is on the docket, the countdown begins. There is a reason why Special Counsel Jack Smith dedicated one of his few public lines after the indictments to declare that the Justice Department is intent on pursuing a speedy trial. Smith's greatest problem is not Trump, but time. The Justice Department has long followed a rule that it should not take actions that could influence elections. While there are ambiguities around the meaning of this policy, many legal observers read this rule as kicking in 90 days before an election. The first primary elections are scheduled for the first week of next February. That places the red line for prosecutors in the first week of November. Since the Justice Department has generally followed this rule, a departure for Trump would reinforce the view of almost half of Americans that the charges are politically motivated. However, a failure to try the case before November could mean pushing the trial until after the elections. Republican contenders are already suggesting that they may pardon Trump if elected, and Trump might even be able to issue himself a pardon if he is the winner. It could mean that Smith might never see a jury seated in this case, let alone a guilty verdict. 70-70. The Trump trial could start as early as August. That is why Smith is invoking the constitutional right to a speedy trial, a right that protects the defendant, not the prosecutors. The speedy trial under the Sixth Amendment and a federal statute would set the case for trial within 70 days. That would put the trial before the end of August. However, criminal defendants routinely waive the right to a speedy trial because it does not allow them to fully prepare for trial. The Trump team would be legally insane not to waive. After a waiver, the Trump team can then delay matters further by filing a series of challenges on threshold issues, ranging from the use of the Espionage Act to relying on the compelled testimony of Trump's former counsel. After a period of briefing before the trial court, appellate courts could delay the matter for months, depending on whether they expedite review. 12. Selecting an impartial jury will be a daunting task. This case will require a particularly demanding jury selection process to find 12 jurors plus alternates. Jurors are no longer expected to have no knowledge of a controversial case. Indeed, I do not think we would want a juror who has lived in such seclusion as to have avoided any knowledge of Trump, Mar-a-Lago, or his fight over documents. However, few people seem undecided on these charges. Indeed, this might be the most talked about and the least read indictment in history. People seem content that the case confirmed either a pattern of Trump consistently flouting the justice law of justice or Justice Department unrelentingly targeting Trump. Identifying such bias will be a challenge for the court and counsel. And finally, the number one. The last number is probably the most important for both sides. Neither the defense nor the prosecution can lose one. For Trump, his team must run the table on all 37 counts. As a man who will turn 77 years old today, Trump cannot allow for a single count to survive because the charges come with a potential of 10 to 12 years in prison. It would ordinarily be unlikely for a first offender in such cases to receive prison time, but this is no ordinary case. Even half of the time served on one of these counts could be a terminal sentence for a man of Trump's age. I am the founder of the Project for Older Prisoners, and I can attest to how prison ages people, particularly those with no prior experience with incarceration. There are cases going both ways on sentencing. Egregious cases, such as the one involving President Clinton's former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, resulted in a light plea. Berger, who stuffed classified documents into his pants and clothes to remove them from a secure facility, was allowed to plead to a misdemeanor, received 2 years probation, and was given only a 3-year suspension, not a permanent revocation of his security clearance. Yet Asia Janae Lavallero, a former civilian employee of the Defense Department, was recently sentenced to 3 months in prison. That was on one count of mishandling such material, and Lavallero pleaded guilty. The number one also is looming for Jack Smith. Just as Donald Trump cannot lose a single count, Jack Smith cannot lose a single juror without facing a hung jury. That's the Trump prosecution by the numbers, and they add up to far more uncertainty than either side seems willing to acknowledge. Now, you know, one of the things that we take a look when we talk about all of this, besides the fact that it's surreal, is the fact that 31 of the 37 counts fall under the Espionage Act, which criminalizes allegations for it's basically stating that anybody having unauthorized possession or access or control over a document relating to a national defense willfully retained the same and failed to deliver to the office or the employee of the United States entitled to receive it, basically stating that this would be intentional and that the Espionage Act, again, 31 of the 37 counts fall under this. When we take a look at some of the pictures in the indictment, they're clearly designed to drive home this mishandling that Trump committed, documents that he had at Mar-a-Lago. This is the case that Jack Smith is trying to push here. This is what he has indicted Trump on. I don't think anybody can seriously argue that storing documents, national security documents, some of which have been classified, some of which have been unclassified, in a ballroom or next to a bathroom are good retention practices. That Espionage Act, the law, references an intent to either harm the national security of the United States or benefit a foreign power. Now, we could talk about Joe Biden benefiting a foreign power. I think that's where the Espionage Act should be placed. But nobody has suggested that harm actually occurred or Trump intended to cause such harm. But the government is proceeding under specific provisions, making mishandling and the refusal to turn documents over into a crime. That's the harm that the government will argue. Now, there's a lot of folks that are saying that those 31 out of the 36 counts, which are all to do with the Espionage Act, should be thrown out on their face. And they might be. If Trump finds good attorneys, that might exactly be what happens. However, what about the remaining six? And this is where people should be really concerned. I'm going to talk about that after the break. Don't go away. Our last segment coming up here at Real Side Radio.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
All right, folks, well, we're coming into our last segment of our third and final hour tonight on Wednesday. A long day for me, and I'm sure for all of you good folks out there. And happy Flag Day to all of you once again. It's always important to remember what the flag stands for in our great country, freedom and perseverance. And we still have the freedom to persevere for now. One of the things that I've been hearing, and I believe as well, and I talked to Jen Varnlaur about this earlier, is when we saw Donald Trump make his speech last night in New Jersey, literally hours after being indicted on 37 counts. I've certainly, and for those that have listened to me over the years, those that have read me, those that have watched my shows going back almost 10 years now, know that I certainly have my my complaints about Trump when you have, as Ben Shapiro refers to, good Trump and bad Trump, right? You got good Trump and bad Trump. Last night was good Trump. Last night was, that's the person, and you've got to respect the ability to take that licking and keep on ticking. You've got to absolutely marvel at the incredible fortitude that this man has. He has had the largest federal government powers against him for 7-8 years now. I mean, it is incredible. We would all crack in the first week. No doubt in my mind. So, yeah, I don't like some of his tweets. Yeah, I don't like Ron DeSanctimonious and all of that stupid crap that he does that really angers so many people. But when you see him standing up there last night and he was laying out his defense for the country to understand, the Espionage Act is absolutely, it's the wrong, they're going to fail with the Espionage Act. I think 31 of the 37 counts against him are going to be destined for the trash heap. And he's probably right on that. If he's got good attorneys, let's hope he hires good attorneys. Let's be honest, he hasn't always hired the best people around him. But the problem is, and I said this before the break, is that there's six remaining. Let's say the Espionage Act stuff gets thrown out. They threw everything against the wall. They threw everything against the wall. But we all know that Trump, and he said it himself, I don't want anybody looking through my boxes. I really don't. I don't want you looking through my boxes. Okay, that's what he said. And the prosecutors, they know that this is probably a thing about vanity. It's about ego for him. I mean, the man, as powerful as he is, as rich as he is one of the most sensitive, narcissistic fellows that's ever been on the national stage. But most people that are thinking people, not the drones that are sitting in front of MSNBC salivating right now like barking seals, but for most citizens, retaining documents for vanity, for ego, it doesn't merit charges under an espionage or any criminal law. There's no harm or to our national security. There was no benefit to a foreign power, unlike Joe Biden with Ukraine and Russia and China. So the use of the Espionage Act avoided basing the case entirely on false statements. It prohibits unauthorized removal and retention of classified information. That statute, I think it's called 18 U.S. Code 1924. That statute would have put debates over classification authority that Smith clearly wants to avoid. The Espionage Act was the wrong vehicle to bring these indictments. But the problem for Trump is that even if the Espionage Act works in a challenge, it would still leave six counts. That means that there's three counts on withholding or concealing documents in a federal investigation, two counts of false statements, and one count of conspiracy to obstruct justice. These are process crimes. Again, the Espionage Act, the 31 counts, are about the crime that they believe is a crime itself. The remaining six is about the response to those, the raid and the accusations that he was causing national security issues to the United States. So even if the government was wrong on the Espionage Act, and I'm not a lawyer, but based upon everything that I've been reading, it's a strong likelihood that that's going to be the case. You're not allowed to obstruct or lie to federal investigators. That's where they get you. So they added 31 of the Espionage Act counts. What they did was the Justice Department was engaging in a very normal tactic that they like to do. So folks that have been involved in national security and criminal cases on the defense side will say that the DOJ count stacked to try to get the jury to, at minimum, compromise in giving it convictions on some of the counts. Okay, so get rid of 31 of the 36. There's still remaining six. Let's talk about that. And in some ways, knocking out the 31 Espionage Act claims could produce a cleaner case for the jury and the country, and it might also allow a court to rein in this long-abused statute. Maybe Congress will even reinstate, reconsider, I should say, the mistake that it made in 1970 regarding the Espionage Act. You haven't heard of anybody being indicted on this thing. It's over 100 years. So Trump's indictment is historic. It's devastating. And it's also demonstrating that the government is reaching for them to use this relatively all-purpose statute, this coverall. We're going to throw everything up against the wall to see what sticks against the Teflon Don. And they only need one count. They only need one count. And I'm telling you right now, the biggest concern that anybody has that is watching this with a fair, impartial view, as somebody that believed that Donald Trump enacted policies that were great for this country, powerful for this country and the world, for the Middle East, for North Korea, that they're, I'm telling you right now, what would keep me up at night is if I was in the House of Trump, are those remaining six. Withholding concealing documents in a federal investigation, false statements, and conspiracy to obstruct justice. He may be running now for President of the United States, not just to save America, but himself. He's already said, you know, other candidates have said that they will pardon him. I'm sure he will pardon himself. And so I think the tactic will be, if I was in Trump's campaign right now, is to delay and extend and delay and extend. Let's get through the election. And if he wins, he may have saved himself. This is incredible. Is it? I mean, what a time to be alive. What an absolute, I mean, this is absolute living history that we're seeing. And whether you hated Trump or loved Trump, whether you're a MAGA or you're a Rachel Maddow and an MSNBC mouth breather, whatever you are, this is fascinating. And whatever you are, remember one thing. No man is bigger than our country. America is hurting right now. And if we put all of our eggs into Trump saving it, we may be disappointed. Whether he wins re-election or not, whether he's convicted or not, we've got to start thinking about alternatives to Donald Trump. After all, he's not young either. Whatever you think about DeSantis, whatever you think about any of the other candidates that are running, we've got to start thinking about what is good for this country. I don't know how we come together again after all of this. Civil war or just being subservient to the left? What is it? I do know this, that I know a lot of people, friends of mine, close friends of mine, that are very active, silently, behind the scenes, that are trying to turn our country, our culture, and our politics around. And on this Flag Day, I want to say God bless them. God bless you. God bless Joe Messina. And God bless the United States. Thanks for listening tonight. It was fun. I'll be back again soon down the road. You all have a wonderful week. And Joe will be back tomorrow night. Take care, everybody. Good night.